the disciples ask a very earthly minded question about heaven: who is the greatest? And we know that they're thinking wrongly. The very question is taking human standards and wanting to apply it to heaven. And so the Lord's immediate response is, you won't even get there unless you become like children. You're worried about who is the greatest. The first thing is, worry about even entering. And the only way that you enter, unless you turn and become like children, you won't enter. That's it. So you need to become like children. And in doing that, if you really do that, you will become little and humble, and that's the one who's the greatest. But don't even presume that you're going to get there based on the way that you're thinking. A major conversion and change has to happen in you. You've got to become like children, little and humble. So he invites them first, look at yourself. And how do you look compared to the little and the humble that I'm saying? That's the way that you even enter heaven. Flowing out from that, then he says, don't despise one of these little ones. So you're thinking in an earthly way, so you need to change the way that you think about yourself and what you're striving for, but you also have to change the way that you're thinking about others. It's the Lord knows that we can take that same human standard and apply it to ourselves. I've got to be super great so that I can be the greatest in heaven. And then when I look around and I see people who are little and who are humble, who are living not according to an earthly standard, but to God's standard, and I can look and I can despise them. Look how naive they are. Look how simple they are. Look at that. That person is not holy at all. And I can make all of these judgments based on that earthly mindset. So Jesus is saying, first of all, get yourself right with me. To even enter heaven, you've got to be little and humble. But when you see other little and humble ones, don't despise them. Don't judge them. Don't write them off. We know that it can often be that the people that we might assume are the holiest, because we judge just based on outward things, are perhaps really far from God. Who knows? But the Lord is warning us against making those kinds of judgment. So in this, there's a wonderful freedom the Lord is offering us in these words today. Just disconnect from the standards and the ways of the world. Leave it behind. You don't have to compete with any of that. There's just a beautiful permission he's giving us here. Live in a very different way from the world. Be free from those standards. And let me give you my standard. Littleness, humility, simplicity. That's what I want you to aim for. There's so much more freedom in that, isn't there? Than trying to live up to what the world says. So this is such good news for us. It's permission to leave aside the unattainable standards of the world, which are always moving and shifting, and to aim for something radically different. And there's so much freedom in that. The Lord wants you to have that freedom. First, as we live it out ourselves, but then in terms of how we relate to others, to not hold others to that false earthly standard, but to let them have the room that they need in order to live this out here as well. Let's ask the Lord to give us that twofold grace today.